A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Psachim 36a, pagination page 71. Our Gemara is going to deal with the question of fruit juice matzah. In other words, making matzah not using water, but using other liquids in order to create the matzah. Now, at the end of our last session, we took note of Taisvis on the facing page over here, top right-hand corner, where Taisvis discusses whether fruit juice, matzah, could become chametz or simply can't become chametz. And Taisvis presents that if it's a fruit juice matzah and you hold it can become chametz, so then it's being processed within the time frame just like any other matzah. It may not be kares violation, a very severe violation, but it would be a lav violation if it wasn't processed properly and was eaten. According to the second view in Taisvis, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Ein machmitzim kol ikur, fruit juice matzah simply cannot become chametz. It's not the right ingredients. Water would produce chametz, and this doesn't. And those are the views of fruit juice matzah. In any case, our Gemara wants to know, can you use fruit juice matzah processed within the 18 minutes, without the 18 minutes, however you understand fruit juice matzah, but can you use fruit juice matzah for the purpose of matzah's mitzvah on the night of the Seder? And we alluded to this briefly in the last session. Over here, the Gemara actually articulates it very clearly, counting from the top about 12 lines, the beginning of a line, lechem oni. It says that you're eating bread of poverty, parat le'isa sheni losha b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash, and this comes to exclude a dough that was kneaded using fruit juices. The fruit juices of the example over here are wine, oil, and honey. There is an alternative understanding of the words lechem oni. Very important, nice information for the night of the Seder. At the end of a line, about four lines down from where we were, De'omar Shmuel lechem oni, lechem sha'onin alav devarim harbi, bread upon which we say many things. We have a lot to talk about when it comes to this matzah, and it symbolizes both the poverty in Mitzrayim and the haste by which Hashem finally extricated us from that difficult situation. I remember from my youth, Rabbi Wein published a beautiful article. He called it Daniel's Matzah. I believe the scene was that his grandchild told him that he's eating the matzah quietly so that he could hear the matzah. Some scene like that, which got him thinking, if matzah could talk, what would it say? And that's really what we're saying, that there's a lot to talk about the matzah. The matzah that's been with us through generations, places, history, there's a lot to talk about, and that's lechem oni from the word aniyah, response. But going back to the first understanding of the words lechem oni, we're talking about that it has to be a bread of poverty. And once it's processed, not with water, but rather with fruit juice, it's no longer a bread of poverty. And the Gemara elaborates on this in a fascinating way. The Gemara asks, V'sova Rabbi Akiva isa sheni losha b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash lo. Rabbi Akiva really holds that you can't be yotze the mitzvah if it's a fruit juice matzah? For Atanya, didn't we learn? Ein loshen itza bepetzach b'yayin v'shemen udvash v'im losh Rabbi Gamaliel lo matusarif miyad. Rabbi Gamaliel's opinion is that you should burn such matzah because it becomes chametz quickly. V'chachamim omrim ye'ochel, and the chachamim say you could eat it. It is possible to make fruit juice matzah. V'omar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, Shabbosi ha'yisa etzo Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua. It was my shift by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Ushtei v'lashti lohem isa b'yayin v'shemenu dvash, and I made for them a matzah of fruit juice. V'lo omru ludover, and they didn't say any objections. So, is it possible to make fruit juice matzah or not? Drop down about four lines at the end of a line. Lo kasha, this shouldn't bother you. It's not a question. The answer is, had b'yomtav rishon, had b'yomtav sheni. According to the rule of the Gemara, before we kick in with our own minhagim, not to do fruit juice matzah unless a person is ill, but according to the rule of the Gemara, the first night, you can't use fruit juice matzah because it's not lechem oni. But once you're on to other eating, it's fine. Because according to the rule of the Gemara, it can be processed pesachdik, and it's not necessarily chametz, and there could be such a thing as fruit juice matzah. Kida'omaluhu Rabbi Yeshua levnei, as Rabbi Yeshua told his sons, Yoma kama lo seloshali bechelba. Don't make me milk matzah, he told them, for the first day, for the first night of Pesach. Mikan ve'elech lo shelu b'chalva. But after that, you can make me matzah using milk, which is the equivalent of a fruit juice. It's another source for a liquid that could make the flour into matzah, mixing it together, but it's not water. And because it's not water, it doesn't have the same din as matzah. In this case, our objection is that it can't be used for the mitzvah of matzah by the Seder. Now, you're probably thinking, milk as the liquid to be mixed with the flour to produce matzah, isn't there something wrong with making dairy bread or dairy matzah? And the answer is there is. There is a restriction on such a thing. V'hatanya, as we learned, ein loshen esu'itza b'cholov. You cannot make a dough using dairy. V'imlosh, and if you did, we come down strong on it, kol ha'pasa sura m'pneher galaveira, because you're setting yourself up for a problem. Because bread, as it's described in English, just to borrow the expression, how they explain this in the kashrus agencies, it's the staff of life. Bread is a universal food. It can go milchik, it can go fleishik. People have sandwiches, people eat bread together with the food. We traditionally view a true meal as a meal that has bread. And therefore, there's a restriction for making bread either dairy or fleishik, because we know that typically the bread is used interchangeably. And therefore, if a person made dairy bread, it is forbidden. So how could he tell the children, you shouldn't make me dairy bread for the first night of Pesach, but after that, you can make me the dairy matzah. You can make me the dairy matzah. It should have the same rule as bread, and it should be restricted. You can't make dairy. Elohachi komar. So one approach is we got the story wrong. And this is classic Gemara, that if we, through logic, can absolutely prove with confidence that the quote is wrong, we will amend it, these minor type of corrections, to correct the human error that might have cropped up. And over here, what we're correcting is, Yoma kama lo selosha lo beduvsha. What he must have said was, don't make me honey bread, honey matzah, for the Seder. Mikan ve'elach lo shelu beduvsha. But if it's not the night of the Seder, and I don't need that special level of lechem oni, poverty bread, so then on the other days of Pesach, you could make me honey matzah. So, according to this, we're amending the quote slightly. The iba yisema, but if you want, I could substantiate the original quote regarding dairy matzah. La'olam bechelba, indeed, it was with milk. Kida'ama Ravina, but Ravina taught us ke'ein Torah shori. If it's ke'ein Torah, then it's permitted. Hachanami ke'ein Torah. Over here also, he was doing ke'ein Torah, and that's what's permitted. What does ke'ein Torah mean that would allow dairy bread? So Rashi over here tells us ma'at. If you're making a small portion so that it can be finished in one sitting, velo mashile, so that you don't leave it around, the linchi, so that people would forget, shenilosh b'cholav, that it was dairy bread, you're going to eat it in one sitting, so then that's what ke'ein Torah means, and that's okay. And that's why normally he was saying, you could make me matzah that's dairy, as long as you just make one portion. There's another understanding of ke'ein Torah, which is also brought in halacha, which is that you make it in an unusual way, with a special shape. And because it has a special shape, it still has to be limited in the amount of quantity. It has to be only being produced for people who know the shape and what it symbolizes. But if you have a routine where a certain shape is milchik, so then you would be allowed to produce more, because again, the corrective measure is in place to know that it is milchik and a mistake won't happen to eat it with fleishik. In any case, the way we started this Gemara is it would not qualify for lechem oni, for the night of Pesach. Yashar koach, have a great day.